This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix. Check out our free giveaway. Take a listen.
They was popping perks, they was doing dirt, and when they popped them perks, they would go berserk. You became curious, wanna see how it worked, which led you down the path for you to start popping perks. You already knew the effects that drugs could have. You grew up as a lad, saw addiction in your dad. You was all about your cash, trying to build you up a stash. Already sipping lean, puffing and dragging trees. Your mind was off key, you're having urges like a fiend. Cross addicted between three different things. Stealing from your mother and brother, they still love you. They know you messed up, grandmother said prayers for you. You got mad potential, but addiction got your mental. You should've kept a job, since you quit, you just been broke. What if you would've learned from your pops, so would've listened? Something for you to chew on, but it really ain't my business, listen.
I don't wanna say it's your fault, but it's the path you chose to walk. Shouldn't have kept close to the dark, so anybody listening is.
All right, that was just a portion of the song. You could get the full download for free. You can get a chance to win by emailing us at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. And just type in Food for Thought, which is the name of the song, by Jomell Williams Powell. Awesome song. Love it. Again, if you want your chance to win a free download of the full song, email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com and put in your message, Food for Thought. All right, I chose that song because I like the song and I like the message of the song. So if you get a chance to take a listen to the full track, and hopefully you will email and get that download, you can get the full message of the song. But it made me think about life and think about regrets and the choices that we make to get to the place we are now. When you are born, you have no choices. You know, you're born into whatever family you're born into. You inherit some of their choices and maybe even some of their mistakes, as well as some benefits you might inherit. And then you have to choose what you are going to do with those things. Plus, as you're growing up, you go through your own life situations and circumstances, and you have to process all of that together with what you inherited and what you're going through at that moment. So when it comes to regrets, you know, we all have them. You know, that's life. We can't really change our past and the things we wish we would have done or could have done. We can only take it from here and move forward and try to do some of those things that we want to do right now. Regrets are normal, natural things that happen in life. But as far as that song goes, I just feel it's a great eye-opener, because you're in the place you're in because of you. You can go back and blame life circumstances. You can blame inheriting issues from your family or your parents. But in the end, it's up to us. When we take our life circumstance, what do we turn it into? We have the power to take it and reshape it. We have the power to take it and make it what we want it to be. And that's what I want you guys to know. And that's what that song wants you to know, is that you have the power. If you are a person of faith and you believe in Jesus Christ, then he will help you and give you that power to do things that you didn't think you could do. Break addictions that you thought that you would always be stuck in. Move from places that you always thought that you could never get away or get out from underneath that place, that situation, that person. God can allow you to do that. So that's what's so great about that song. And that's what's so great about God, and what's so great about you, is because he put that power in you. You are not hopeless. You are not helpless. You are not weak. You do not have to lose. And for many years, I felt like I had to lose because of those people that surrounded me, my own low self-esteem, and other people around me validating that, piggybacking off of that, using that for their own benefits. And you don't have to put up with certain things in life, certain life situations. You don't have to put up with actually anything, because God has the ability to lift you out of that. But it takes you. It takes you taking that first step to say, I want out of this. And it takes you realizing that you can be free and you can get out of that situation. And it's not always easy. You know how they say it takes a village? Well, sometimes it takes a village to get yourself out of certain things. But the Bible says, ask, seek, and knock. Ask and you will receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be open unto you. Once you make that decision that you don't want to do this anymore, you have to put in that footwork. You have to go ask and find out who can help you. You have to seek and find out who can be on your side, who could get you through. It's not always a who, or it could be a what. You might have to get some medical help. You might have to get a counselor. You might have to get a job counselor and go to the unemployment office. So many, it depends on whatever you're going through, but you might have to go ask, seek, knock on doors and see who can help you, who's willing to help you, who's willing to fund your business, who's willing to come out and be a customer in whatever you are trying to do. So that's like the fundamental elements of what we have to do to get ourselves out of that hole. Because we all can find ourselves in a hole, and we all can find ourselves living with regrets. Because I've had my own regrets, but again, even now, there's things that I'm still working on, but I'm working on it. So I don't regret the fact that I'm there, because we all go through different things and we're all trying to learn to grow and be better. Because I know that I'm trying and I'm working towards better. And that's all we can do in our journey of life, is to work towards better. So I'll be right back in a moment. We're going to say a little prayer and talk a little bit more. Get ready for a mix of music, talk, community, and so much more right here on The Mix. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you all the honor, glory, praise, and thanks. We thank you for those who are listening and are able to hear this podcast. We ask that it's a blessing to them in some way, Lord Jesus, that it's touching them, or it's a message that they can take and share with others and touch their lives, Lord Jesus. We pray for those that are having regrets in life, that you put them back on the right path, the path that they're working towards, Lord Jesus. Don't let them feel down or feel condemned or feel that they can't make it, Lord Jesus. Give them that hope and let them know that as long as they live, they could continue to get back up and try and work towards what they need to get to, Lord Jesus. Work towards a better place and a happy place for them, Lord Jesus. And I pray for all those who need you, who need salvation, who desire Jesus in their lives. And if you desire Jesus in your life, just pray this. Say, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and rose again so that I can have eternal life. Lord, please come into my life. Please forgive me for my sins and lead me and guide me into your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Now that you prayed that prayer, get into your Bible and again use those principles of ask, seek, and knock in order to find a good church home that preaches the Word of God in totality, that is a good place for you and for your heart and your spirit, and is guiding you in the right directions. And if you would like any advice, you can always email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. And we will get back to you. And we hope that those that have given their life to Christ, we just pray an awesome and blessed future for you. God is good. Things are not going to be easy, and you still may have some more regrets. But Jesus will get you through. He'll put you in that right mindset. He'll set you up in the place that you need to be spiritually and emotionally. You just have to open your mind to that, and you have to receive what He is giving you. Amen. That's one of our issues when it comes to regrets and when it comes to life, is sometimes we don't receive, you know, what's going on. We receive it in a negative way. We don't know how to take it. We don't know. And that's what we really have to do, is we have to take it and turn it into a positive. We have to try to see the light in things that appear to be completely dark. You know, life sets us up, and the world sets us up to say, well, this is what happy looks like. Lots of money, white picket fence, a husband or a wife, 2.1 children or something, and like a dog or a puppy or a cat or something, and this is what happy looks like. Happy takes on many different forms, and we are all in different places in our life, and God does not have a cookie cutter image of what each person should be or look like or have or how they should act. That's what makes God so interesting, and that's what makes this world so interesting. You have to find your happy place and your happy point and what brings you joy. And it might not be in those things that I just named. It might not be in the way that the world has set up our minds and our image of what we should be. If you look in the Bible, there are so many different types of people, and so many people that have had regrets, and they've done some crazy things, they've made some major errors, yet God was still able to take those same people and make use of them. So He could definitely still make use of you. All you have to do is realize that you want to change, and that's the first step. And you definitely still have to put in that footwork, ask, seek, and knock. But that's the first step, is to say, you know what, I know that there's better for me. I know that I'm better than this. And I'm going to look for that. And I'm going to find it. And I know that I'll find it, because I have God on my side, the author of this universe. He knew me before I was even thought of. He already had a plan for me before I was even born. And to have that connection with God, it gives me a peace and a confidence that I don't think I would have on my own in order to navigate this world. And as I try to go through my journey of bettering myself and of finding my happy place, I hope that you guys find your happy places as well. We're all going through this journey, guys. We're all in different places, and God is working in different ways in our lives. So know that, and don't compare yourself to anyone else. Let go of those regrets, because if you're not happy right now and you're working towards happy, then you don't have nothing to regret. You're doing everything in your power. You're giving it up to God. Then there's no more need for any regrets. So keep working towards that dream, that goal. Keep praying. Keep loving yourself. Keep loving life. God bless. We want to thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene. We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you'd like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commbiz2004@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on cbiztvonline.com. Also join us on Facebook at CBizTV and Media Online.